Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The days are getting shorter, but the lights couldn't be brighter. This time of year, baseball is different, and the whole world is watching. All of the clutch hits, the game-saving grabs, the plays at the plate, and the head-first slides under the tag. That's peak baseball. Experience all of the autumn action. It's postseason season. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Great stand up right there, and it's Alex Tuck on a breakaway, shorthanded, save, score!
Moments of the Game brought to you by Firth Jewelers. For all the moments in your life, go forth to Firth. You know, as a person that was there last night, or you know, wherever you're watching, the disappointment of losing is one thing. There's also the disappointment of, well, how much time was left when Kopitar scored to go up 2-1? It was like 4 minutes left? 2 minutes left?
No, it was less, it was like
140?
150?
Yeah. Actually, when Samuelson takes that penalty, it becomes... I was expecting to see overtime in a
140,
shootout.
142.
And maybe get a little bit more entertainment for, you know, for being here.
Yeah.
It is it's almost hard to lose a tie game late. Teams will just, that's fine. Let's go get our point. An East team versus a West team, just, you know, easy. The penalty on Zucker was tough.
Tough call. Isn't that... Why Samuel? Well, maybe not. I don't know. You don't know what's in his mind. Is he more? Is there emotion playing into why he is swinging his stick like that?
Yeah.
That's a play on the penalty kill, by the way, where defensemen are not in the NHL the way their systems usually go. Defensemen are not supposed to chase forwards to the half wall like that. You can go to the boards if it's behind the net. Like, he's not even supposed to be in that space. And he's over there trying to break the guy's stick in half.
803-0550. Bill's injury report, not good. Khalil Shakir, we'll keep, you know, tracking him. They have an extra day to get him ready. Mac Hollins, Curtis Samuel, James Cook. Everybody who's anybody is kind of banged up. And it's Bill's Jets on Monday Night Football. We'll get some phone calls in, 803-0550. It is Football Friday. You can call us on Bill's Jets. And you can also vent on the Sabres if you'd like, who lost last night. Football Friday, brought to you by Salino Law. Car crash, call Salino. And by Crosby's Pizza and Subs. Start your game day the Crosby's way. To Buffalo for Paul in Buffalo. Paul, good morning.
Good morning, guys. Let me take you back to the very first goal of the NHL season. In the 20 seconds preceding that goal, Matthias Samuelson is stripped of the puck by Stefan Noesen. It goes to a shot from the point that goes wide. Greenway and Clifton do some good work, get Samuelson the puck again, and he promptly gives it away, and it ends up in the back of our net. He has not distinguished himself in the two games since then. Yet this person... This nobody who has done nothing in the NHL, who literally is a replacement-level defenseman. Let me say that again. Every statistic will tell you Matthias Samuelson is a replacement-level defenseman. He wears an A on his jersey for this team. And I would like to know who in their right mind that has watched the last 3 years of Sabre hockey thinks he has distinguished himself to be an alternate captain. I have not seen him stick up for his teammates. I have not seen him use his gigantic body to do anything other than get hurt. I don't know what the hell he's good for. And I thought this team was done giving replacement level players letters when we got rid of those two stiffs, Gergensons and Okposo. But I can see that idiot Kevin Adams, because he gave Matthias Samuelson a contract, is going to put a letter on his jersey and force us to watch this bum for years. I can't wait for the sell-off, because they're going to rip this down to the studs when the season's over before Thanksgiving again. Have a great day. And Lindy, why did you come back to a team where you couldn't hire your assistant coaches? It looks real curious. Goodbye.
All right. Thanks, Paul. Samuelson, he got 7 years off of what, like 50 games?
He had played. Yeah, what was the game number? I don't remember, but it wasn't a lot of games. What I do remember is that he had yet to score his first NHL goal.
That's right.
When he signed a 7-year contract. Which now...
It's not his job, but still.
Right, no.
It's kind of amazing.
And he is now under contract till 2030. So, and he played 15 minutes last night. because he's on the third pair.
Well, when he started with Granato, he was an eraser. He would erase plays. He had a good, strong, you know, like 40 games.
Yep.
But, yeah.
I'm not worried about his money. They don't spend to the cap.
Right.
Right? Like,
if there's an internal cap, then he's eating up $4 million of it.
I guess. Right. That's true. That's a interesting conversation about... It's game three. It's game three. But they did go into the year, and Elliot Friedman said like three times on his podcast before the season started that there will be consequences if the Sabres don't make the playoffs this year, and that the management is feeling the pressure. Well, to me, all of that equates to that means if you are bad this year, that your general manager is falling on the sword for it. But like Paul and Buffalo saying they're like they're going to rip it down to the studs. They're not bringing in a new GM and rebuilding again. Right? That's not the next move. The next move is you hire Brian Burke and go try to get some veteran player. Try to get someone that can make a trade, right?
No, I don't know how serious.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
So we should take a rebuilding conversation after game three?
No, not
they also don't have the assets that they had to sell off last
That's
time.
Another, you can't trade these guys off the
what's
roster.
What's your best assets like Dahlin? But I mean, Tage at $7 million
at $7 million is tradable. Do you think someone wants to give you a lot of assets for Dylan Cousins at $7 million?
That's what I'm saying. Like you traded off Eichel, which would have been one of the biggest assets in the entire league.
Right.
And you know,
O'Reilly. People want, it's not the same.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't want them to do that anyway.
No. Let's give Lindy 5 games.
Can we make it to the first weekend at home? Yes.
You beat the Panthers. I'm going to instantly turn to like, all right, well, the next three teams you play stink. Pittsburgh, Columbus. Like, you've got to look better.
And you just got to win hockey games.
They just have to win hockey. And they have to score goals. You know?
Yes, right.
They just have to score goals.
Well, that was a concern of mine coming into the year. They rebuilt the bottom six. They said that, and this was a talking point, right, that they had too many of the same types of players. So, okay, what did you want? You wanted more complete hockey players? They didn't get, to me, more complete hockey players. They just traded one skill for another. They traded away guys and got rid of guys that, you know, when they were at their best 2 years ago. How many points did Mittelstadt, Skinner, and Olofsson combine for 2 years ago? Like 150 between the three of them? But okay, you had too many of the same players. You want more complete hockey players? I get that. But you didn't get complete hockey players. You got guys that are good at defense. You got guys that are good at forechecking and are hard to play against that do not have a history of being able to score goals in the NHL. So you didn't get more complete hockey players. You just traded one asset, one skill for another. And I had a worry coming into the year that they don't have enough players on the roster that are capable of scoring goals. And so far, I've got chances, and I've got guys that can't finish their chances. It's very reminiscent. There's Lindy last night talking about, hey, like, we got our chances, we just can't finish them. Isn't that basically what Lindy's last era of coaching the Sabres was like?
But isn't that pretty much every single team?
Every team that's not good enough?
Every team that's not good enough that, shot it 32 times. Like, we had our chances. Like, yeah, everybody gets chances.
Especially when you have a roster that's built to only have two lines that can score. And that's how I feel. I feel like they built a roster where only two lines can score. And I don't know if you're going to score enough goals doing that all year. And so far, that's getting one goal per game. That's getting proven true.
803-0550. On the Bills, too, if you want to join us on the Bills. Bills and Jets. I don't know if the Jets are going to get that bump. Any latest news on Devontae Adams?
There was some latest news on Devontae Adams. Did you see what Marcel Reese had to say yesterday?
Okay,
does that count as news?
I wasn't sure if that was before or after our show.
Okay, that was after.
He was on with Kay Adams and said that, you know, he knows more than he should about all this, former Raiders fullback.
Yeah.
And it is a little bit odd to treat the Bills as a mystery team because the Bills have been reported to be in on this for a while.
Well, he said a sneaky team.
Sneaky
team. Can they qualify as a sneaky team?
All right, fine. Sneaky team. And he also said weeks, not days for Devontae Adams.
They also didn't say Bills. They said Schmills. Unless there's another team out there that could fit.
I think it's Bills.
There's nobody else? Is there like a nickname of a team that could fit here? It's probably the Bills.
The Eagles.
He's way off. He doesn't know how rhyming works. Guys, I was talking about the Patriots, actually, the whole time.
Yeah. Kurt in New Haven. Hey, Kurt.
Good morning, guys. First, you know, let's give Lindy five games that had me laughing. But I think that it's about the consistency. They said last season they wanted to get grittier. They were a little grittier. They were hitting on the boards. There was hip checking. They had cleared the pucks out in front of Luukkonen, gave him a decent night. But it's just like the pieces just weren't fusing together. There's just like spark, nothing. And then the boneheaded plays. I forget 17. He had took a crazy bad penalty, and then Samuelson took a bad penalty. So I don't know. At least the vibes were right, Joey. I was talking about the vibes. I felt like the vibes were good until they weren't.
Yeah.
So thanks, guys.
Thanks. Yeah. Jason Zucker, how many goals is he going to score this year?
I thought he looked good last night.
He
but
did.
He's going to score 18 goals.
That's the exact number I had in my head.
18?
Yeah.
18 goals and 12 assists. Bam, there you go.
Wow, that's 12 assists is pretty low, if that's... Yeah. 803-0550, 1-888-550-2550. If you're on hold, stick with us. We need, you know, calls on the Bills and Jets, too. So many injuries for this offense. And, you know, I have a lot of faith the Bills can piece it together defensively when they have injuries. On offense, I have less confidence. But we'll see. 803-0550 to join us. Maybe it's KJ Hamler season.
Oh, yeah. Monday. Here we go. October 11th, and we're reaching into the practice squad, guys.
Monday night football. It is Football Friday. Brought to you by Salino Law. Car crash, call Salino, and by Crosby's Pizza and Subs. Start your game day the Crosby's way.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.